Disclaimer, I love the heritage, the history, the harmony of the Happy Goodmans. And now they're back with the Goodman Revival, talking about Tanya and Michael Sykes, along with Johnny Minnick. This is going to get good.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
I love this trio individually, and I'm excited that they've come together for what is now called Goodman Revival and this project title. What a great way to kick off this new era of for fans who love the Goodmans. And so I'm pleased to be here in the studio with some legendary folks. In fact, I think the first time that I've had the pleasure of talking to, I know, Tanya and Johnny, and of course, have a good friendship with Michael already. But let me say this, Johnny Minnick spent so many years with the Goodmans as really this honorary member, so long that pretty much just add Goodman to his name. And of course, Tanya is the daughter of Rusty Goodman, and so that's a bit of background there. Michael and Tanya married, several years ago, we'll put it that way. Guys, thanks for taking time to join me.
Good to be here.
Glad to be here.
So if I've got to be very personal and start off with my story, growing up listening to the Goodmans and at one point even writing a letter to the Happy Goodman office, and in return or response to that handwritten letter as probably a young early teen, getting a personal phone call from Vestal Goodman, and not just one phone call, but she had to track me down. She called my house, my grandparents' house, finally found me at my first job at a radio station, and I thought that was just the coolest thing. I was the talk of the town, and you got to know that my love for Goodman music goes way back.
Well, thank you. That's a cool story. I'd never heard that story. I love it.
Well, let's go back to the idea here, and we'll go further back individually. But let's start with kind of the group as it is today, Goodman Revival. Was this an accident, Johnny?
Well, I wouldn't say it was an accident. Nothing is ever an accident. I believe it was ordained. We didn't know it, but Tanya and Michael we decided one Sunday morning to sing a song at church, and we had selected one of Tanya's dad's songs that we all love very much, Until You've Known the Love of God. Sang it that morning, and it was, we thought it went over well. People were blessed, they had good comments, and my son Aaron said, "Dad, that turned out very well on the video. Why don't you let me put it up on YouTube?" And just for grins, we thought, well, that might be a good idea. And we did. And as we did, we started receiving phone calls from different promoters and different fans and people who had listened to us sing throughout the years. And the idea came from one of the promoters. Would we go out on the road and do a date?
Yeah, and they wanted to know if they could book our group. And we said, well, we don't really have a group. And they said, well, we'd love to have you guys come and you know, do a concert. But the thing of it was, we didn't even have a program. We didn't have a repertoire, as it were. We had maybe worked up two or three songs at different times to sing in church, you know, down at River of Life, where Johnny's a pastor. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, they really wanted us to do it, and it sounded like fun. So we got us a program together. And we went and did a few concerts, and one thing kind of led to another. Somebody decided they thought we need to make a record, and so we thought that sounded like a good idea. We made a record, and then the next thing you know, Gaither Music got excited about it, and Bill had us up to Indiana to do a video, and so here we are.
I have tremendous respect for a pastor's schedule, and by the way, all three of you have day jobs, so when the idea of doing this or adding this to any of your plates, especially a pastor, though, was that, were you a little bit hesitant to think, okay, how are we going to make this work while we all have these day jobs and responsibilities?
Well, when it began to happen, when one thing led to another, you know, sometimes it takes God a long time to get your attention about anything. And we figured out, hey, somebody's knocking on our door here and we need to pay attention, but we don't want to drive this ourselves. We don't want to put our hands on the wheel. If God wants us to walk through an open door, we'll do that. And we've just added this. And it's not that we're out on the road all the time or anything like that. We're just, we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen next and should we do this or that. So we haven't made a big time commitment other than just the recording process, and that took some time. So we're excited to see what happens next.
Goodman Revival. It's Michael, Tanya, and Johnny. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
In this world, we have our troubles. Sometimes lonesome and sometimes but the hope of life eternal brightens all our hopes anew. I don't want to get adjusted to this world, to this world. I've got a home that's so much better.
And Friends, hearing some great sounds, really reliving memories with a fresh new version of the Goodmans, I guess if you want to call it that. Goodman Revival, Tanya, Johnny, and Michael. And you know what? Let's go ahead and address that, because there's going to be a lot of purists out here who will say, well, you can never replace the Happy Goodman family. How do you guys answer the question, are you honoring a legacy? Are you recreating the wheel? What's your answer?
Well, I agree. You know, you can't replace the Happy Goodman family. You know, they have a unique thing that's their own, you know, their own thing. We're honoring the legacy. You know, I grew up listening to all this music, singing all this music. Michael grew up as a great lover of gospel music of all kinds. And Johnny, you know, he's practically grafted into the family tree because he has been, you know, a part of making music with my family since he was about 18 years old, 18, 19 years old. So, you know, we all kind of grew up with this, and it's something that we loved, and it's really a big part of who we are, and it's kind of the soundtrack of our lives, you know, to turn a corny phrase there. But, you know, we just want to honor that and bring back some of those great songs that we loved and we know a lot of other people love. And, you know, we're not trying to be anybody else. We just want to put our own spin on this music and just kind of bring it back on the scene.
I have to say, you guys, I love each of your voices individually. Johnny, I love what you've brought to the table traveling with the Goodmans. Tanya, I mean, you're one of the top female singers in my book. And Michael is underrated as far as a singer goes. I mean, people know Michael for production, for producer. But, you know, the harmony and just the vocal quality that Michael has, I think, is outstanding. So when you put the three together here, and obviously two out of three have great experience with singing Goodman music, I mean, I don't see any way to lose out here. And of course, you guys do such a great job of that word we bring up, honor. You really want to honor your family, your friends, your mentors.
True. That is so true. And they were mentors to us. I mean, they taught us so much of what we know about what we do today. They really did.
Here are Howard Vestal and Johnny Minnick, the Happy Goodmans.
I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. There were treasures I used to love, but now they've faded from view. And there's a new day ahead for me. All my heartache is over. See, I left them at Calvary, where my new life began. I've come too far to look back. My feet have
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. That was Howard Vestal and Johnny, the Happy Goodmans. Now it's Goodman Revival. Our guest today, Tanya, Michael, and Johnny.
Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know my load will lighten. I'll be all right. reach Calvary. If my feeble hand of faith can only reach out through this dark and dreary storm of unbelief, if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all Calvary. Very soon I will reach the hill Golgotha, and I'll touch the cross crudely fashioned from a tree. And if just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right, because now I've reached Calvary. If my feeble hand of faith can only reach out and dreary storm of unbelief, if he'll slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Revival. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. My guests today are Michael Sykes, his wife Tanya Goodman Sykes, daughter of Rusty Goodman, and Johnny Minnick, who spent years singing with the Happy Goodmans. Now, Michael, you bring not only the producer mind, a lot of folks in the industry love what you do, technically speaking, with marrying harmonies, with you hear things and then you put it all together so that we can hear what's in your head. But when it comes to being a vocalizer, I mean, creating harmony, I think you're underrated there, but I'm so glad to see you on the platform with Tanya and with Johnny and making this sound happen. I mean, are you having fun?
I am having fun. Quite honestly, I mean, I'm sure you've heard this from the other guys, but this was totally unplanned. I got caught from my blind side and ended up on that front line. So enjoy that, Daniel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Are you out of your comfort zone a little bit? Not really.
I did some stuff in the past, you know, with Rusty back in the day, and then Ponder, Sykes, and Wright. But, you know, we would do it in spurts. We would go and we would do, you know, 6 months, 2 years worth of traveling. Then we'd say, okay, let's stay home a while, you know. But being a studio rat, that's pretty much my natural habitat. But I'm enjoying this. And doing this with Tanya and Johnny, it is kind of a refreshing take. It's a fun approach, I'll say that.
Did you think that it would take off as fast as it's taken off, or was it just going to be a fun gig here and there?
You know what? The fun gig here and there is pretty much what I thought it would be. In fact, we went in to just put us a project together just to have something to leave with the people when we'd go do these things every once in a while. And boy, did I miss that.
That's Michael Sykes, and he's here along with his wife Tanya and Johnny Minnick. It's Goodman Revival.
Standing so tall, Goliath looked down at little David, standing his ground, thinking this boy is no match for me. Surely there's more. Not wielding a sword or holding a shield, so why would he come to this battlefield? Then David cried, "The Lord's on my side.
settle the score. Settle the score. Settle the score. Everything Satan has stolen, God can restore. Let you through, surrounded by fear, you've grown too weak to fight anymore. Oh, I've got good news, listen my friend, God is on time and it's not the end. I know what he'll do, oh, he'll fight for you and settle the score. Everything Satan has stolen, God can restore. Now's not the time for doubt and despair. You cannot lose when Jesus is there. Don't settle for less anymore. Settle the score.
To the Happy Goodmans, Howard Vessel and Johnny with J.D. Sumner on this song. This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
God's own chariot coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. Grand old chariot come without a warning. Take his people away. I'll be standing there at the station waiting. For I'm going home. I'll roll away when God's chariot of
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. We're highlighting Goodman Revival, but that was the Happy Goodmans. Howard Vestal, Johnny with J.D. Sumner, guest cameo. Right now, it's Goodman Revival, Michael, Tanya, and Johnny.
Like you said, as she cleansed the leper and he raised the dead, fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves of bread. Then he said, greater things than this shall you do, for I go to make intercession for you. And it happened just like he said.
On the Sea of Galilee, a storm prevailed, but the Lord arose and said, peace be still. And it happened just like he said.
Throwback, nostalgia. It is an amazing thing to go back and hear these harmonies and some of these songs, whether they were original Goodman tunes or whether they're just new songs that are reminiscent of a Goodman sound. What we're talking about is this new group. It's called Goodman Revival, and it features Johnny Minnick, who spent many years on the road with the Happy Goodman, especially Howard and Vestal. And then you've got Rusty Goodman's daughter, Tanya. Tanya Goodman Sykes, she's married to this producer extraordinaire, Michael Sykes. They're all here today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I was sitting on the sofa the other night at a Christmas party, and someone brought out a collection of old albums that they had inherited when they bought the house. The previous owners left a bunch of records, and in there was a Happy Goodman album that I had never seen before. I don't know what date it was. It looked like it may have been one of the earlier ones, and started talking about some of the history as I know it and as I understand it, not that I was there, but going back to Hurricane Audrey in the 50s and the Tent Revival and all of that. And I just think there's some wonderful stories. I think about being a kid in high school and being, you know, one of those weird kids that followed gospel music so much that I had this kind of kindred connection to some, of the adults that I would come in contact with, like a substitute teacher who said, "You got to understand, my grandparents and the Goodmans were friends down in South Georgia, and it was not uncommon to drive up a dusty road, and here they'd pulled the piano out on the front porch, and you could hear them singing for miles away." And stuff like that, you know, it's almost like mythical or just legendary stuff. And so when you want to do something in the 2000s like this to honor such a long tradition, how do you give it that modern, cutting-edge, fresh feel, but yet you're recording some pretty timeless music?
Well, when we approached doing this project, we first of all wanted to pick songs that moved us. And during our listening session, for instance, we came across the song written by Joel Hemphill, "The Eyes of Jesus." Well, before I had a chance to breathe, Tanya stamped that one, said, I want to sing that song. She said, "It has moved me for many, many years." And we just went through systematically and with as much methodology as we could, because we were surprised when we listened through the first 4 or 5 years of their recordings. It hit us for the first time, the progress and the evolution that they made since they first sang together as a quartet. That, you know, the Goodmans have been going for years and years and years, but the quartet, the three brothers and Vestal, that was the addition that everybody grew to love because of the singing Jubilee and because of the different exposure they had. So their first recording, through their fourth or fifth recording, there was a noticeable evolution of their sound. Part of it was because of Rusty's contribution in writing the songs, and because they were learning and honing their own craft, we noticed that migration and progression, I should say, of their talent and their ability. So Tanya grew up listening to songs that she embraced with her heart. By the time I entered the scene, the Happy Goodmans were very well established, and it was an honor to add what little talent that I could bring to the table. I enjoyed the interaction there because my background was classical music and jazz. And why in the world they wanted me to come and play piano, I didn't really find out until after we recorded the first project. They wanted to change a little bit musically, but they didn't want to change vocally. They wanted a different sound with their music package. And that's the reason they were interested in what I could bring to the table. So we took all of these things that moved us and just put our fingerprints on the music individually, the way we wanted to express our heart with the songs that moved us. So that's the way it turned out.
Yeah, we just kind of, you know, Johnny grew up with classical training, as he said. And, you know, I grew up listening to my family and a lot of their peers. But I also loved, you know, I loved music by the Downings and the Archers and the Cruz family. And, you know, I grew up listening to James Taylor and loved Emmylou Harris. And when Ricky Skaggs first started coming on the scene, I loved what he was doing. And so I was influenced by a lot of acoustic type artists, and those things have flavored the recordings that I've done down through the years. And Michael has just a great ear for unique harmony and unpredictable things, and making special moments in the studio. He's got all this experience as a producer. And so I think that we took these songs and we didn't want to, you know, do something that was so far removed, but we just tried to get in there and bring a little bit of our flavor and marry it with that passion and excitement that my family brought to those songs. And hopefully we came up with something that people are going to like.
I think so. Tanya Goodman Sykes. It's Goodman Revival. Look for me here on Daniel Britt and Friend.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, dwelled among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my? To
If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. I know there's nothing I could have done to deserve God's only Son to fight my battle until they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my cross.
That Goodman sound, Tanya Goodman Sykes, Michael Sykes, and Johnny Minnick. But let's go back to Howard Vestal and Johnny in this classic Goodman tune.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, but I'm making to my head somehow. Hold the devil to me and it tries to turn me around. He's on for everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down. And there I'd say, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it through heaven somehow. So the devil tempt me and he tried to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
There's nothing in this world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold couldn't buy a touch from above.
Happy Goodmans, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Now more of the Goodman Revival Trio, Michael, Tanya, and Johnny.
Sometimes it seems God's a million miles away. Too busy for a creature. He sees.
Tanya Sykes with Johnny Minnick, Goodman Revival.
Hey, if we could go down an individual road one at a time here. Tanya, I'll start with you. And I remember this quote, I think it was on a Gaither taping. And you talked about growing up around this singing family. It's kind of all you knew. And you thought it was a normal thing to get on Purple Bus every week. I still laugh at that. But how do you finally come to terms with, wow, this is a cool thing. It's not traditional, maybe not the most traditional childhood ever, but at the end of the day, what a blessing to be born into that family.
You know, it really was. You know, when I was very young, it just seemed normal to me. And then the older I got, I realized it was kind of bizarre. And I took a little bit of ribbing for it at school. And, you know, I grew up in a small town. And so we might as well have had three heads to be, you know, have a family that toured across the United States and had a big customized purple bus that was parked on one of the main thoroughfares so that people would drive by it and point it out just how bizarre it was.
Was this Alabama or Kentucky?
No, this was in Kentucky, Western Kentucky, the heart. Okay. Of the Western Kentucky coal field. That's one of the local radio taglines, in the heart of the Western Kentucky coal field. But anyway, so that's where I grew up. But I look back over those years now, and I would not trade them for anything. It has afforded me a wonderful extended family of just amazing people that I love so much. I have great memories of being backstage at concerts and sitting on Dottie Rambo's lap and her making me a baby doll out of a hanky, you know, to entertain me. And I can remember when we were in Nashville and my family was filming the Gospel Jubilee, in the TV station they had a hot soup machine. I know this was really high tech, but it actually had cans of soup and the machine was like warm. So that had to be really great, heating up that tin can. There's no telling what kind of horrible things we were eating. But anyway, I remember sitting in there and sharing a bowl of soup with Les Beasley. And, you know, growing up and getting to know people like Connie Hopper and have them encourage me in my faith, and just all these wonderful people that, I mean, they're like my family. They're like aunts and uncles and cousins, and it's just a great thing. And especially now that so many of my family members have already gone from this life, it's great to have this extended family to love on and receive encouragement from and encourage them and know that they're praying for me. And I just love it. It's wonderful. I feel so blessed in this great body of work that my family created and the wonderful songs that my father wrote. I feel truly blessed, truly blessed.
You talk about Tanya growing up, and you know, it's, you realize at some point that it, you know, people look at you like you have three heads. That kind of statement you made, but did it ever feel good? You know, when things, and I don't know the whole timeline. I'm just throwing out a few examples here, but when you would have these big milestones in the Goodman's career, like the you know, nationwide primetime TV specials, like Tennessee Ernie Ford, or you know, or any, the first Grammy Award that was awarded to a gospel group came to this family, you know, stuff like that, where you kind of like, okay, who's got three heads now?
Well, I was very proud of my family. I still am very proud of them and all they accomplished. And you know, that was at school. Kids kind of thought it was weird at school, but you know, my church friends and my Christian friends that knew about gospel music, and you know, they respected what my family did. And there were people in the community that did, too. But, you know, when you're in the sixth grade, everybody's weird. You know, everybody, there's something to pick on with everyone. But I was always so proud of them. And I was so honored when I got to be a part of that. You know, when I was 16 years old and stepped on that stage with my family. And I did two of the Tennessee Ernie Ford TV specials with them. And I just felt very honored to be a part of that and given that opportunity, and wanted to learn from them. And, you know, it was great. I am so proud of them. And I love looking back at all that stuff. It's so funny. The other night, Michael and I were lying in bed and we were talking about those Tennessee Ernie Ford TV specials. And I said, man, I wish I had those. I wish I had. I think they did four or five of them, and I was on a couple of them. And so I just picked up my handy dandy smartphone and started Googling, and lo and behold, I found them on the internet. And now I'm the proud owner of some VHS tapes. So now I'm just going to have to find a VCR to play them on.
You know, and talking about that, because he's just sat down recently with Bill Gaither and Tennessee Ernie Ford's son, mm-hmm. and we talked about Ford's legacy and the platform he gave gospel music. But the Goodmans were a wonderful platform, as we talked about, mentors of the up-and-coming artists, the next generation of artists. A lot of artists looked up to them, not least of which is also sitting in the studio, Johnny Minnick. You were hired, Johnny, to play piano originally, right?
That's correct. Although my first introduction to the Happy Goodmans, I filled in playing bass guitar for about 6 or 8 weeks as they were trying to find someone that could play with them full time. And then about a year and a half later, I went to work for them as their piano player.
At one point, they realized you could also sing.
Well, that was an interesting story. We were getting
John
ready.
John was kind of drafted on the spot for that.
That's true. I sang a couple of times at church, and Rusty heard me sing, and he told me that he enjoyed it. And the occasion came up when we were getting ready to do our first Hollywood television show with Dinah Shore. Howard was going through a problem vocally. He did not know what it was. It wasn't diagnosed until years later. But his voice would just quit, and he never knew when. And he couldn't even whisper, couldn't talk. And Rusty was very anxious about this show, and he said, John, we got a problem here that we need to fix, and the only way I know to fix it is for you to learn to sing Howard's part. Let me teach you how to make his tone and sound like him. And if his voice goes out while we're doing this television show, you need to just sing. If you hear his voice, if it's missing, just go ahead and sing. And he's standing in front of the piano, so no one will ever see you anyway, so they'll never know. He'll just move his lips. So that was my first occasion to be singing with them. Fortunately, we made it through the show without that happening, but on other occasions, his voice did give out, and it was quite a few years later till we understood what made that happen. But that was my first appearance as a part of the singing unit of the Happy Goodmans.
Wow. And so
no,
you talk
pressure,
about class.
John. No. You're just on the Dinah Shore show.
That's right.
You talked about classical and jazz and your upbringing. So did you have? Did you flirt with gospel music at all? I mean, did you enjoy listening to it?
Oh, or yes.
What was your gospel music past?
I was a church baby from the time I was 2 years old. I was there on the front row of the church. I joined the church orchestra when I was 4 years old. I spent my life in church playing the hymns and gospel music. I heard my first Happy Goodman record when I was 10 years old, and I took it home and learned every piano part on the record. So I was a big Happy Goodman fan, and I loved to blend what I was learning in classical music and jazz music in my teens. I loved trying to figure how I could blend that into my love for gospel music and make it work. So sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't fit, but I sure enjoyed trying to use what I was learning in other genres of music, trying to put it in gospel music.
And of course, in the 90s, we knew, especially as the 90s progressed on, and the homecoming videos and the Goodmans and the Gaithers really paired very well together. The Goodmans at that point were Howard Vestal and Johnny. And if I've heard it once, I've heard it a thousand times, where Howard would introduce you as being, if he closed his eyes, boy, you really do sound like a Goodman.
Well, I guess it's by osmosis. I don't know any other way. it just happens that way. And trying to blend with them, if you don't give it all you've got, especially with Howard and Vestal and Rusty and Sam, if you don't give it all you've got, you'll never be heard.
That's right.
They were all very loud. They had a unique ability to project their notes and their sound carried. Let me talk about Tanya for a moment. When I was working with them in the 70s, Tanya was still in high school, and we went to church one Sunday morning, and our featured soloist with the choir was Tanya, and we were all in shock because we'd never heard Tanya sing, and apparently including her dad. And she got up and just tore the house down singing. Mm. And everybody's thought immediately is, why is she not on the road with us? So my blessing was, and one of my assignments was, to help school her along and get her ready for the road. And we would meet after school sometimes, and on weekends or whenever we could. And I'd listen to her singing and help her where I could, but she just, it was like an overnight thing. We had a brand new Goodman that we had no idea we had. So we really felt like we had discovered a great treasure when we heard Tanya sing.
She had been in incubation for all those years on that purple bus.
Who knew? Who knew?
Place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words which wound the heart are spoken. This is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll greet our of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee. And when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. This is just what heaven. This is just what heaven means.
Goodman Revival. Out of time for this portion of the program. We'll put a bookmark here. We'll come back next time with part two, the conclusion, and more great sounds of Goodman Memories with Goodman Revival. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.